the numbers are interesting because it shows that there's still lingering support for Senator McDonald, even though he's made it clear that he's supporting Kathy Marchione and that he is not campaigning. I think it indicates that Marchione's definitely going to win on Election Day. But I think there are also that lingering support for McDonald is something that people need to be aware of.
What do you attribute that lingering support to?
I think there's people who are either familiar with his name or are just sort of proud of what he did on same-sex marriage and are supporting him. I think a lot of people, their support for McDonald stems from kind of a reward for his years of service or the sort of the courage that took to make that vote, whether you think it was courage or whether you think it was for maybe monetary reasons, the latter being mostly Marchione supporters. But the 29% support that's shown in this poll, I don't think it will translate to votes on Election Day. I think people have no problem supporting him in a poll. But when it comes to actually pulling the lever, or in this case, I guess, putting a little check mark or the box, people are going to maybe feel like they're wasting their vote because McDonald really doesn't have a chance to win. And so I think people are going to maybe break towards their traditional political leanings and vote for a major party candidate. And I think you're going to see that 29% number get deflated to something more like 10 or, on the high end, 15%.
The traditional candidate in a district with this high a margin of Republican voters versus Democrats, they would lean Republican, obviously.
Yeah, I think there's going to be Republican voters who, you know, you call them on the phone, they say, yeah, you know, Roy McDonald has done a lot, and, you know, this is a nice gesture of support. I don't think people are going to want to see that translated into a vote that might, quote-unquote, be wasted and potentially give a Democrat a chance to win, which is what a lot of Democrats thought McDonald's presence on the ballot would mean. That hope was deflated again a little bit when he decided not to campaign.
How has Kathy Marchione done in terms of her campaigning post-primary?
Since the primary, she's been pretty much on cruise control. The way this district is set up in terms of the enrollment, it really favors a Republican, and you need a strong Democrat with a lot of different factors falling into place for them to win. And the way the Senate Republican Campaign Committee and the State Republican Party has gotten behind Marchione, they basically made it impossible for any Democrat to mount a serious campaign. And for the most part, the Senate Democrats, because of their limited resources, have put almost no backing behind Democratic candidate Robin Andrews, who's, according to this latest poll, about 15 points behind Marchione.
Now, same-sex marriage was one of the larger issues in the primary race. Has it maintained its importance in the general election campaign?
It definitely hasn't, especially because Marchione and Andrews both don't really want to talk about it publicly. There's been some backdoor communications, like the National Organization for Marriage is still sort of like reminding people about this issue. And if you bring it up with Andrews, she'll highlight the fact that there's a contrast. But for the most part, both these candidates want to talk about jobs and the economy. Based on the latest poll from Siena Research Institute, they sort of asked people whether this impacted their vote. And it definitely showed that this issue resonated with them, but I don't think it's going to be actually impacting the election.
What other races are you watching leading up to Election Day? Anything else interesting going on?
In the Capital Region, we're sort of interested in the Assembly representation for Saratoga Springs and Schenectady. Both cities are poised to have kind of a big overhaul of their representation. Longtime representative Jim Todisco is no longer going to be covering Saratoga Springs, and that's going to be now either Tony Jordan, a current Republican assemblyman from Washington County, or Round Lake trustee Kerry Werner, a Democrat. That district is, I mean, it's heavily Republican, but Democrats believe they have a real chance to pull that one down. And then in the Schenectady, which is split between two assembly representatives, it's getting complete new representatives as well, with two competitive races. One is between Democrat Angela Santa Barbara and Republican Thomas Quackenbush, and the other is between Democrat Phil Steck and Jennifer Whalen. Both those races are going to be something to watch on Election Day.